The next patient is Sandra Black. The last name is B-L-A-C-K. First name Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. Clinical case of a 63-year-old, a white female originally from Ohio, who has a been referred to this office because of the presence of CKD stage 3B, period. The patient has a past medical history that includes arterial hypertension, a cardiac arrhythmia status post ablation, HIV diagnosed in 2005, hepatitis C that was treated no more than 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Osteoarthritis and bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, period. In May of 2022, the patient had a serum creatinine that was 1.1, a BUN that was 12, and an estimated EFR that was 50.5 mLs per minute, period. Later, during the same year, in July, the serum creatinine went up to 2.37 and the estimated EFR was 23 mLs per minute. At the time that there was the significant deterioration of the kidney function, the patient didn't have proteinuria. The activity of the sediment was 5 to 10 white blood cells, RBC 0 to 4, bacteria 1 plus. And there was some leukocyte stearase. Period. The difference between one and the other determination is 2 months. And during that period of time, this patient was given Celebrex, and she was taking ibuprofen frequently, period. After they realized the loss of the kidney function, they decided to stop the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and there was a significant improvement of the kidney function. The latest laboratory workup that we have on November 14, 2022, the serum creatinine went down to 1.3 and the estimated EFR to 43 mLs per minute. We don't have evidence of anemia, and there was no determination of the protein at that time, period. The patient has been taking Biktarvy, 5225. Biktarvy, B-I-K, T like Entango, A-R, V like in Victor, Y. 50-200-25. all along for during the last year, period. We know that the tenofovir, T-E-N-O-F-O-V-I-R, may induce kidney dysfunction. However, the patient continues to take the medications and the kidney function improve, period. In summary, we think that the patient has a baseline of CKD stage 3 B / A, that suffer deterioration, progressed to CKD4 when the patient was taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Once the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories were discontinued, the kidney function improved to the level that it was in November with the estimated EFR of 43 mL per minute, period. The patient had hepatitis C 6 years, diagnosed 6 years ago, treated with the administration of antivirals and with a viral load that is negative. The patient has HIV with a viral load that is negative, undetectable. It's difficult to say that either one of those two entities is playing a major role in the deterioration of the kidney function. Period. We are going to order the basic laboratory workup and reassess the kidney function to see whether or not we have to make adjustments, period. On the other hand, the patient was placed on an SGLT2 inhibitor with the idea of protecting the kidney and protect the patient cardiovascularly, period. The patient doesn't look dehydrated and the blood pressure is adequate with a heart rate of 76 beats per minute. Number two, the patient has hepatitis C that has been treated. Number three, HIV infection undergoing treatment. Number four, hypertension under control. Number five, remote history of hyponatremia that is no longer present. Following number, whether or not the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking is a possibility. The patient still uses tobacco products and she was discouraged of this practice. We reevaluate the case in 6 weeks. I want to thank Dr. Beltre for the kind referral. We follow the case with you. A paragraph, we invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral in the face-to-face 20 minutes and the documentation 8 minutes.